morning. Happy Thursday to you. My name is Gary Zimek, and this is Spirit in the Morning. Let's begin with prayer in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for giving us another day. Thank you, Father, for blessing us with the gift of your Son, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for loving us unconditionally. Thank you, Father, for no matter what happens in our lives, no matter where we go, no matter what we do, for your constant presence. Father, help us. Help us with our problems. Help us with our difficulties. Help us to deal with the challenges that we will face this day. Help us always to remember your presence wherever we go. Grant us the strength that we need to be witnesses, to be lights shining in the darkness. And Father, we ask you to inspire us here at Holy Spirit Radio to be your voice, to proclaim your message, and open all of our minds and all of our hearts to be able to be receptive to that message that you have for us today. And we ask for these things in the most holy and the most sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Amen. Well, welcome. Happy Thursday to you. Today is May the 11th, and we have got a great show on Spirit in the Morning. We're going to be joined shortly by Michael Israel, who is the president of the Lehigh Valley Pro-Life Future, and they're going to be having a one-year anniversary party tonight. It's going to be taking place tonight in Whitehall, PA. We'll have more information about that. It's going to be a special movie screening. Got some great guest speakers coming up as well, and Michael will be here to tell us more about that. Also, later in the program, Tony Rossi. I always get his name wrong. Dave Parker, what is it about Tony Rossi?
I don't know, Gary.
I always want to add more on Tony Rostafi, Tony Christopher. I call him everything, but Dave, we'll get to you in a minute. But
that's right.
Sorry to hit you with a tough question.
You work it out with Tony, okay?
Tony Rossi, the communications director for the Christophers, will be here to share some information about some recent Christopher Award winners. We talk a lot about on this show about how we can live the gospel each day. That's what the Christophers is all about. That organization is, the word Christopher means light bearer, how we can be a light shining in the darkness. So Tony's going to share some words about recent award winners, people who are really doing that on a regular basis. And with that in mind, now it's time to introduce Dave Parker.
Hey, good morning, everyone. How are you? Thanks for joining us.
Dave Parker, good morning.
Good morning, Gary Zimek. Sir.
It's always, sir, wow. Yes. That's pretty impressive, Frank Eliason, coming from a military guy, right? You're calling me sir. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning. Good morning. I just want to preface my clothing for today.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what do we got?
You're busting my chops earlier in the week because I was wearing a dress shirt, and I normally wear sports shirts. So I decided to try and combine the two.
Okay, wow.
And I'm wearing an Eagles dress shirt.
Man, you did it. You accomplished that. You look pretty natty. Yeah, nattily clad, you know, as they say.
Who says that?
Anymore? I don't know, but I heard it once last week. I don't.
Oh, man.
Wow. Dave Parker says it, buddy.
You know, guys, it's really good that we have some upcoming remote broadcasts. We're going to be going on the road very soon. And June the 11th, we'll be at the Malvern Retreat House Family Festival, all three of us. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be a great day. It's going to be, it will feature performances by our friend Marty Rotella and the Donut Man. Anybody ever hear the Donut Man? He's very popular on EWTN. He's a kids show host. I know you thought I was the Donut Man, right?
But no. I thought I was looking at him.
No, he really does a good act.
Not you, Frank. Gary.
So the Donut Man is going to be there. DJ-directed music and activities, games for children. So, Dave, that will occupy you.
thank you.
Sorry.
That is so true.
But careful of the leg.
Yeah, really, no bouncing. No
yeah, sliding. That's true. Oh, that's right. Good point. We won't go there.
Hey, got me, man.
Yeah. What, I don't know if we've ever... Dave, have we ever gone into the details of your injury at...
Bounce U? Can we say that? That it's... No.
But maybe we will. Maybe. Okay. Should we detail
it? Yeah, why not? Well, let's unpack this. Okay. Since you broached it, why tease and not follow up, okay? It's like in tennis. You got to have a follow through in golf, man. All right. 3 months ago... Nana Parker and Grandpa Parker took Timmy, our oldest grandchild, to a place called Bounce U. Very nice place. and it's inflatables inside play place. And many of you have probably taken your kids or grandkids. So Timmy goes up the tall one, the tall slide, and Grandpa follows. And Grandpa slides, and Grandpa gets kind of torqued his knee, okay, his left knee. And it's like, wow, I've been in a lot of deep prayer since then for healing.
Now, but we kid about that, but this was actually a pretty serious injury. And yes. You're well, still, I mean, it just goes to show you never know. You can do something simple and be laid up for a while. Well, you've been fighting the effects of this for a while.
Yeah, I've grown up in sports all my life, and I tell people, you know, my mind, the spirit is always willing, and it's about 38 years old.
Yep.
My body is not.
The rule of thumb is we're not kids anymore.
Exactly. So,
that's right.
No thanks.
Well, Dave, thanks for sharing that.
Yeah, and I ask for your prayers, everybody, since we're at it, Gary and Frank and all our holy listeners out there. Thank you. And so it's getting better.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. I don't want to make light of that, but it was.
But it was funny.
You were laughing about it. We had a laugh about it.
Well, I have to say this. I tell people I gave myself a 10 on the slide. My dismount was not good.
So at any rate, when we go to Malvern, please be careful, Dave. Okay. So yes. we'll be broadcasting live, and it really is a great event. MalvernRetreat.com for more information is the place to go. They're going to have a rosary procession. They'll have Sunday Mass, a Eucharist procession, music. We will be, as I said, broadcasting live from there. So it's going to be a great day. June the 11th at the Malvern Retreat House. And also, we will be taking the show on the road on Monday, June the 19th. Tradition, a celebration of the 25th anniversary of the Catechism of the Catholic Church at the Sheraton Philadelphia Downtown Hotel. Archbishop Charles Chaput, Jeff Cave, and Scott Hahn, Mother Assumpta Long, Matthew Bunsen, Deborah Savage, Jonathan Reyes. Yeah. What an amazing day. Again, we will also be there broadcasting live.
What day?
It's key. The people should come down and join us and meet with us, see us as we're doing this. It's a great event. Incredible speakers, in one place, which is really just shocking that they got each of them together at the same time. Now, we're not going to be broadcasting their speeches, so, ultimately you should come down and see it. We will try and, certainly bring some of those speakers on to talk about what they're going to talk about and give a little tease towards it. But ultimately, if you're available on the 19th, June 19th, come on down.
Yep, and I will have the sign-up information on spiritofthemorning.com. So you can go there and sign up. All right, what else do I have today? Let's see how much time I have. I want to do the gospel, but before I do that, I want to mention a couple of things. This Saturday is a very special day. We'll talk more about it tomorrow. It's the 100th anniversary of Our Lady's first appearance at Fatima. So we'll have Father John Paul on from EWTN tomorrow, and I'm going to ask him a little bit more about that when he's on the program. But Frank, I understand we will have some special programming on Holy Spirit Radio to commemorate this event.
Yeah, we do. We have some special programming over the next few days. So tomorrow afternoon, 4:15 precisely, but basically we'll be going to Our Lady of Fatima International Rosary and Candlelight Procession. So that will be a two-hour event. So just plan 4 to 6 tomorrow, and that will be held live. The other live event, Holy Mass, with the canonizations. Now, this is a little early for some people, but Gary, I know you're up every day at this time. So 5 a.m., we will be carrying it live. It is expected to go for about 3 hours. Okay. Mm-hmm. So if you're awake at that time, or you know what? I think it's a good reason to be awake at that time.
Absolutely.
Very good.
Yes. Well, can I say once, we are playing some spots that a local person, Cheryl Abrams, has recorded. She's been recording. She's very much into Fatima and a believer, and I've produced those, and we're playing them at the start, mostly at the start of the Holy Hour.
There's four times a day they actually play. There's one in the morning, I believe, around 11. Yeah. It might be in the 9 o'clock hour, actually. I forget. I should have looked at that before we started.
Well, that's okay.
But by tomorrow, I will look at precisely those times.
We locally are doing some things to
absolutely. It's an extraordinary event, an important event for the Catholic faith.
Right, and we're going to talk more about it tomorrow. As I said, let's take a look at today's gospel. It comes from John chapter 13, verses 16 through 20. When Jesus had washed the disciples' feet, he said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, no slave is greater than his master, nor any messenger greater than the one who sent him. If you understand this, blessed are you if you do it. I am not speaking of all of you. I know those whom I have chosen. But so that the scripture might be fulfilled, the one who ate my food has raised his heel against me. From now on, I am telling you before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe that I am. Amen, amen. I say to you, whoever receives the one I send receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. There is a lot going on in this gospel. The first thing that hits me is, this is obviously at the Last Supper, after Jesus had washed his disciples' feet. After he had done that, he said to them, I say to you, no slave is greater than his master, nor any messenger greater than the one who sent him. If you understand this, blessed are you if you do it. In other words, what Jesus is saying, I just washed your feet, guys. You go do the same. Mm-hmm. We talk about this all the time, Frank.
Humbleness is one of the biggest things that I always take from that. And, you know, it's something I think we're often missing. We're looking for something grander and, you know, be humble.
And we're called to serve one another.
That
is correct. That's the other thing. And we talk about this a lot, David. We try to inspire our listeners, especially on this program. That's why the Christophers, Tony Rossi, is a big part of what we do here. Mm-hmm. It's all about doing things. I mean, it's great that we believe. It's wonderful. It's wonderful that we have faith and we believe. But how are we living out that faith in through our actions?
And who sent you?
That's right.
Yeah, where did it come from?
Exactly. As he says, I gave it all to you.
Right.
Now, it's yours. Go do as I want you to do.
Not easy.
In the world, not easy.
It is not easy. I mean, it's very, for those of us who have faith, those of us, obviously, you're listening to the program, you're a fan of Catholic radio, it's great to listen, to get closer to the Lord, to learn about the teachings of the church, but how are we putting that into practice? Mm-hmm. I struggle with this every day because I'm met with challenges. Mm-hmm. I meet people who drive me crazy, right? We all do. Right.
Oh, I sit next to someone who drives me crazy at times.
I knew that was coming. See, I set you up for that. I knew that was coming.
That was a lob. I
know
it
was.
It.
Oh, man. You guys.
As we go to break,
you're
folks,
so predictable.
You know, come on back on the other side.
Yeah. Okay. We'll be right back with Michael Israel. We'll be talking about the Lehigh Valley Pro-Life Futures one-year anniversary event. Stay tuned.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for May 11th. Today we celebrate St. Ignatius of Lecconi. If he hadn't kept his promise to God, we probably wouldn't be marking the feast of St. Ignatius of Lecconi today. Born in a large family in Sardinia in 1701, Ignatius suffered a serious illness as a young man. He vowed to become a Capuchin Franciscan if he recovered. In time, he regained his health, but he ignored the promise he had made and went on about his life. Years later, he was in a horse riding accident that left him unharmed. Seeing the incident as a sign from God, Ignatius resolved to act on his unfulfilled pledge. By then, he was 20. He became a Franciscan brother. For 15 years, he quietly served his community as a weaver. But he found his real calling when he was assigned as the official beggar for the friars in Cagliari near his hometown. It was a task he performed daily, without fail, with devotion, for the rest of his life. While on his rounds, Ignatius would instruct the children of the town, visit the sick, and urge sinners to repent. Many people reported cures during his lifetime. Following a brief illness, Ignatius died in 1781. He was canonized in 1951. There's more about the saints along with inspiration and Catholic resources at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
This is Maggie Sweet, Regional Coordinator of the Lehigh Valley Silent No More Awareness Campaign, inviting you to join us, Lehigh Valley Pro-Life Future, a young adults ministry with special screening of the film, Because of Gracia. This film is produced by Jason Jones, who also produced Bella. Prior to the film, you will meet Jason along with star Chris Massaglia, as well as Andy Shaffey, attorney and pro-life activist. Join us Thursday, May 11th, at 6 p.m. for appetizers, 6:30 p.m. festivities, 7:30 p.m. movie screening at St. Elizabeth Parish Center, 618 Fullerton Avenue, Whitehall, Pennsylvania. Take a moment and visit prolifefuture.org. Lehigh Valley Pro-Life Future, young adults creating a culture of life.
More inspiring than a cheesesteak. Spirit,
spirit,
spirit in the morning with Gary Zimak.
I look up to the mountains. Does my strength come from the mountains? No. My strength comes from God, who made heaven and earth and the mountains.
Welcome back to Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimek. That was Shoulders by For King and Country. Great reminder that the Lord carries us on his shoulders. So if you're having a bad day today, keep that in mind. All right, we have a special event going on this evening at St. Elizabeth Catholic Church Parish Hall in Whitehall, Pennsylvania. This evening, Lehigh Valley Pro-Life Future is celebrating their one-year anniversary. And as a result, they've got a great evening plan. They have a special movie screening. They have incredible speakers. So here to talk about this event that's occurring tonight is Michael Israel, the president of Lehigh Valley Pro-Life Future. Michael, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Talk about, if you could, a little bit about Lehigh Valley Pro-Life Future, what the organization is, what you're all about, and then tell us about this event that's going to be taking place tonight.
Sure. So Lehigh Valley Pro-Life Future is an offshoot of the group Students for Life.
Okay.
So Students for Life is a very successful youth pro-life group. They've got about 1,000 chapters in the nation, college, high school, middle school.
Mm-hmm.
But what they're finding is after the students graduate, they don't have a place to express their pro-life views anymore.
Okay.
So Pro-Life Future seems it steps in the gap.
Right.
I know that, you know, Bethlehem Easton for Human Life, their board, there's only one person on their board who's under the age of 60. So what we're trying to do is bring a place not only of activism and service, but also of community and friendship. So that's kind of some of the idea behind it, you know, kind of have a group of peers who can support you.
Mm. Great idea. That's so much needed. And Michael, tonight, this anniversary is the celebration of your 1 year. It's your 1 year anniversary, right? And you have,
yep, that's correct.
You have a special movie screening. Tell us a little bit about this movie.
Yeah. So the movie is Because of Gracia. It's a really entertaining film, really well acted, and it's got a very strong pro-life message that runs throughout it. Because of Gracia, it's a story of, young high school love. New girl comes to school, guy falls in love with her.
Mm-hmm.
There's also, this girl kind of, she's got a bit of a past, but she's able to overcome that past, and she's able to kind of bring all her friends up and help them and kind of guide them through what's going on. In addition, there's one other relationship as well that's not as strong. It causes some difficult decisions. I've got to make a life or death decision.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the reasons why we brought it, because it has such a strong pro-life message, within it.
And you also are featuring a question and answer session with the main actor. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. The main actor, Chris Massaglia,
right,
as well as the producer, Jason Jones, will be on hand as well.
Awesome. Awesome. And Jason is very well known. He travels around the world spreading the pro-life message. And you have some additional guests as well, guest speakers?
Sure, sure. So we've got pretty limited seating for this.
Okay.
But if you are a young professional, you are a young adult, you are welcome to come. What we're having is actually the actual celebration party is going to be before that. That's going to start at, you can come in at 6. We're going to start serving some food and some light dinner at 6:30. So we've got a few guest speakers. One of them is Maggie Sweet of Silent No More campaign.
Mm-hmm.
She's been an active part of the group from the very beginning.
Mm.
She's been praying for a young adult group for years, and she's so excited about us, and we're so excited to have her as a part of us. She's definitely an integral part of the chapter. The other speaker that we're going to have is Andy Shafley. He now runs the Eagle Forum.
Okay.
He's a conservative lawyer, and he is the son of Phyllis Shafley, who made the Republican Party pro-life.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Wow.
So this is a very special evening. Is there still time to register, or do we have to register? Is there a way to do it? How do we go about going to the event?
Yeah, so if you're going to the dinner and you're a young adult and you want to go to that,
right,
email lehighvalley@prolifefuture.org.
Mm-hmm.
Lehigh Valley, L-E-H-I-G-H, valley@prolifefuture.org. or find us on Facebook and Lehigh Valley Pro-Life Future on Facebook. Message us and just let us know that you're coming. Give us an email address and how many guests that you're going to bring. For the movie, we would like you to RSVP as well.
Okay.
We actually are almost filling up. I mean, it's been amazing, the response that we've been getting. We have room for 250, and right now I think we've got about 130.
Oh, that's great.
This is, you know, our biggest event to date has probably been 25 or 30.
Wow.
So, I mean, this is drawing the whole community out. A lot of high school students are going. The whole pro-life community has been active in promoting this.
And we will have this linked at spiritinthemorning.com. And as a reminder, that's tonight, May the 11th, at St. Elizabeth Catholic Church, Fullerton Avenue in Whitehall, Pennsylvania. All the information to register will be linked at spiritinthemorning.com. Michael, before we let you go, let me ask you, what do you feel about the state of the pro-life movement? Are you optimistic?
Oh, yeah. I'm very, very optimistic. If you saw all the developments that were going on here,
right.
You know, behind the scenes, foreground, the amount of lives that have been saved,
mm-hmm.
even just this week, I'm very, very optimistic. The excitement is there, and, incredibly optimistic.
And I hear that time and time again from young people. This is such a good sign. It proves that God is on our side, and this movement is working.
Yeah.
So, brother, keep up the good work. I want to thank you for joining us on Spirit in the Morning, and we will have all of that information linked about tonight's event on spiritinthemorning.com. Thank you so much, Michael.
Thank you.
All right. That's Michael Israel, the president of the Lehigh Valley Pro-Life Future.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing a great job, Dave.
Yeah,
so
what
good
tremendous
to,
work they're doing.
It's good to see young people.
Absolutely.
And this is happening more and more.
Mm-hmm.
All the reports are that, for the most part, young people are mm-hmm. extremely pro-life nowadays. That's mm-hmm. fantastic. What good news.
Mm-hmm. I think I met Maggie Sweet briefly when Father Pavone was down here several months ago.
Right.
And there was a, you know, protest, Planned Parenthood. Yeah, she was there, talked with her briefly, and just a lot of people were talking with her, but she is very dynamic.
Yeah.
You know, absolutely.
So if you're a young person and are interested in going to this event, check out spiritinthemorning.com. I will have a link to where you can RSVP. All right, when we come back, we're going to be joined by our good friend Tony Rossi, who is the communication director of the Christophers. He's going to share some information about two recent Christopher Award winners. Dave, these are people mm-hmm. who were recognized
absolutely.
For being lights in the darkness.
Yes.
And it's always good and refreshing to hear about stories like this.
And we need lights. You know, lights to focus on, to go towards. And they're courageous to be out there doing this.
Right. So we're going to hear about those individuals when we come back. Here's what you need to do. Grab a cup of coffee, relax, and stay tuned, because right after the break, Tony Rossi will be back.
I'm Anna Mitchell with this Holy Spirit radio news update. Days before he was fired by Donald Trump, FBI Director James Comey had asked for more resources from the Justice Department to pursue the investigation into Russia's election meddling and the possible involvement of Trump associates. It is unclear, however, whether word of that request ever made its way to Trump. As Iraqi forces press on in the battle to retake Mosul from Islamic State militants, many of the city's residents who were wounded in the crossfire are struggling to come to terms with their injuries. For some, that has meant the loss of limb and a future as amputees. Just as in the first 3 months of this year, a small orthopedic facility run by the International Committee of the Red Cross has treated 148 people from Mosul who have lost limbs. And Pope Francis yesterday sent a video message to the people of Portugal ahead of his visit there Saturday for the 100th anniversary of the first apparition of Our Lady at Fatima. While there, the Holy Father will canonize Francisco and Jacinta Marto, two of the three child visionaries at Fatima. In his message, the Pope said, quote, "With Mary, I come as a pilgrim in hope and in peace. Going on to say, quote, in his name, I come to you with the joy of sharing the gospel of hope and peace. May the Lord bless you and Our Lady protect you, end quote. With this Holy Spirit Radio News Update, I'm Anna Mitchell.
When going about your daily life becomes difficult, call Angel Army at 215-805-8433.
Angel Army provides compassionate home care services. Angel Army can assist you with your personal care, make your bed, do your laundry, and perform light housekeeping. We can accompany you to various appointments, shopping, or just keep you company.
Angel Army is an equal opportunity company and can be reached at 215-805-8433 or visit angelarmycare.com.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi.
When Courtney Baker's doctor diagnosed her unborn child with Down syndrome, he encouraged her to terminate the pregnancy. She declined and gave birth to a daughter she named Emerson Faith. A year later, Courtney wrote a letter to the aforementioned doctor saying this: Emerson has not only added to our quality of life, she's touched the hearts of thousands. She's given us a purpose and a joy that is impossible to express. So my prayer is that no other mommy will have to go through what I did. My prayer is that you too will now see true beauty and pure love with every sonogram. And my prayer is that when you see that next baby with Down syndrome lovingly tucked in her mother's womb, you will look at the mommy and see me and then tell her the truth. Your child is perfect.
This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
You're listening to Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
Great is thy faith.
me.
Great is thy faithfulness. How about that? That's Jordan Smith, the winner of season 9 on The Voice. Man, I wish I could sing like that, Dave Parker.
It would be fabulous.
Now, you
Me
can.
Too.
Maybe we'll have you do that on air one of these days.
Are you sure, Gary?
Oh, man. Anyway, that was great. I love that. Let's take a quick look at the weather for the greater Philadelphia area right now. At the Philadelphia International Airport, the temperature is 51 degrees. Today, we will have a slight chance of showers after 11 a.m., then partly sunny with a high near 64 tonight. Again, a slight chance of showers before 11 p.m., then mostly cloudy with a low around 48. Friday, chance of showers mainly after 8 a.m. Then the rest of the day will be cloudy with a high near 59. After that, we're going to get into some pretty heavy-duty rain for Saturday.
Yeah, they were saying the N-word, nor'easter.
Hey, I heard, I heard rumors
of
that.
Yeah, a lot of rain and cold winds.
We'll just see what happens. We'll report on that tomorrow. Okay. Our friend Tony Rossi joins us now. He is the Director of Communications for the Christophers. As I said at the start of the show, what the Christophers do, they are just an important part of our program because we're here to try to inspire you. We want to bring you closer to Jesus Christ. And then from there, we want to help you to see the importance of getting out into the world and sharing Jesus with others. That's what the Christophers are all about. Tony joins us now. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, Gary. Great to be with you again.
Always great to be with you, brother. Now, today, well, first, before we talk about these two special award winners, these winners of the Christopher Awards, which I'm really glad that we can do, because I like to highlight people who are living the gospel. I think that's so important. Your blog, the Christopher's blog, has recently moved. It's changed locations. Is that correct?
It is correct. We were on Passios for 5 wonderful years. They were really good to us, gave us our first exposure as a blog. But now we have moved to Alatea along with Deacon Greg Kandra and Elizabeth Scalia and Todd Warner and a lot of the people who used to be at Passios.
Yeah.
So it's just a wonderful opportunity to be at that new website and hopefully reach some new readers. Maybe people who didn't read Passios will read Alatea and just get more exposed to the message of the Christophers and lighting a candle rather than cursing the darkness.
That's it, Tony. That's so good. And we're going to have that linked at spiritinthemorning.com. We were talking about this on the show yesterday, the whole idea of, we were reviewing church closings, you know, because this is a big problem. Catholic churches are closing, and there is a tendency to say, aha, it's the fault of the church, it's the priests, it's the bishops, it's everybody's fault, but what we're trying to do here at Spirit in the Morning is really inspire our listeners to get out there and realize that it's all of our responsibility to share the gospel and to spread the good news. And we have two people here that we're going to talk about who are recent winners of the Christopher Awards who really do that. They live the gospel. They go out there and they light a candle instead of just cursing the darkness.
Yeah, very true. We're presenting the awards next Tuesday, May 16th, and one of the winners you're talking about, usually the Christopher Awards in general go to books, films, and TV programs, but
right.
We also give special awards to individuals who reflect those ideals we just talked about. And one of them is the Christopher Leadership Award is going to Patty Ann McDonald. Now, she is the widow of New York Police Detective Stephen McDonald, who his story made national news in 1986. He was a young police officer. He was shot in Central Park while questioning a teenage suspect. He was paralyzed. He was left a quadriplegic in a wheelchair on a ventilator for the rest of his life.
Wow.
And he credited his wife, Patty Ann, who was pregnant at the time, with giving him the faith and the willpower to survive. And he said that it was her Catholic faith that really sustained him during that time. And he went on to have a great voice in the church itself, nationally, internationally. He was a voice for peace in Bosnia and Northern Ireland. He was good friends with Cardinal O'Connor, and he's a pro-life witness at those. But really, alongside him through that whole path, he couldn't have done it without Patty Ann's support. So that's why we're giving her this Christopher Leadership Award, because she really was a role model. This all happened a few months after they got married, so you know, you get married, you think you have your whole life beautiful ahead of you, and suddenly your husband is left in a wheelchair for the rest of his life. That took a lot of adaptation and putting their life in God's hands. So she really was a leader throughout her life. Stephen passed away this past January. And
sorry.
So really, she's, I think, still dealing with that loss now, but we wanted to recognize the role model that she was and how to live a life of service, and not just in support of her husband, but she helped, you know, in raising her son and just giving witness to the power of what can be done even in the worst of situations.
Tony, that's such an important reminder for us, because we tend, and I'm speaking for myself right here, we tend to very easily get bent out of shape when things don't go our way. We have our plans. We know the way we want our lives to go. And when something disrupts our plans, we oftentimes blame God instead of recognizing this as, and it's very hard. I'm not downplaying how difficult this is. Mm-hmm. Instead of recognizing this, these events, these tragedies, this suffering, as really God's providential love for us. I mean, he's helping us to get to heaven by these circumstances, but at the time, it often doesn't feel like a blessing.
Yeah, I mean, God can bring good out of the worst of circumstances, and this was certainly the worst of circumstances. But really, it was God bringing the good out of it, but it was also their choice to bring good out of it, which again is kind of the leadership model, because you know we have choices to make in how we approach the problem. Life is going to beat us all down, and whether we get back up, how we get back up, that's really our choice. Mm. But we hope this award inspires others to do the same.
And how about the other award, the other leadership award winner?
Yeah, the other leadership award winner is an Indiana doctor, Dr. Chuck Deaton, and it's the James Keller Award, which is named after our founder, mm-hmm. and it goes to people who are helping influence the lives of children in a positive way. And Dr. Deaton is a pediatric rehabilitation specialist who was particularly inspired by a meeting he had with Mother Teresa in 1997, and she told him, "Be ordinary, but have an extraordinary mission."
Wow.
And he was devoted to helping kids his whole life. His parents were very faithful Catholics, and he said to me during an interview once that, you know, they didn't just live the faith on Sunday, they lived it every day. And they took in 150 foster children over 20 years, and they even adopted two of them.
Huh.
One of them had a blood disease that would, you know, require financial struggle for the family, and yet Dr. Chuck remembered that, you know, his parents and all his siblings were completely on board with being willing to make the financial sacrifice so that this young boy could have a home. So Dr. Mm-hmm. Chuck has been serving kids. He decided to become a doctor largely because he grew up around so many children. Mm-hmm. And he works specifically with disabled children to kind of give them hope. And some of the kids, you know, they have disabilities or in accidents, they don't recover, and yet he calls them Pint-Sized Prophets, which is also the name of his book. He's actually a double award winner this year for his book and for his career.
Oh, okay.
And he sees the children as really prophets. He said that getting to know them, it can break your heart getting to know them, mm-hmm. but it can also heal you if you let it, if you let their spirit, the God within them kind of take over your whole own heart and learn from them.
Wow.
Well, that is such a powerful message. Now, you do have more details about these two individuals on a recent blog post, correct?
Yes, we do. If you go to, the easiest way to get it is to go to christophers.org, and we have a couple of links that say blog on there, but Aletheia is Aletheia.org, and you can find us there on the blog linking, and we have more information about Patty Ann McDonald, Dr. Chuck Deaton, and also all the rest of the Christopher Award winners. And I don't have too many blog posts yet at Aletheia. We just started this week there, but you know, we're building up, and we're going to have a lot of great stories there.
And I will definitely put a link to the Christophers on spiritinthemorning.com. Tony, do you struggle? I mean, we have a couple minutes left. We're about to go to a break, but do you struggle sometimes with, you know, you're obviously the communications director for the Christophers. You're the voice, the public voice of the organization, who is all about lighting a candle rather than cursing the darkness. How do you get over the hump sometimes when you face the challenges of life, when you want to get down, when you want to give up? What keeps you going?
Well, that's a good question, because, I mean, I do. Sometimes I feel like God put me there because I need to hear that message myself.
Isn't that amazing?
Because I can be prone to negative thinking just as much as anybody. And, you know, we go through struggles. My parents have a lot of health issues that we're dealing with currently. And part of it is is, you know, through, I try to stay grounded in prayer.
Yeah.
Even that's not always easy.
I know.
Feeling that connection with God as Mother Teresa went through her dark nights. I think we all feel that. But part of it, I think, is almost at the heart of the Christopher mission is that reading or seeing, talking to stories of other people who have endured these kinds of things, I think give me hope. I think can give other people hope. Because if we see other people can get through these dark times and discover how they do it, it gives me hope. And I think it can, you know, pass on the that hope to other people as well.
And you do such a great job with it. You are a voice of hope for us. And I'm grateful that you do what you do, Tony. So keep it up, brother. And thanks for being such a big part of Spirit in the Morning.
Great to be with you again, Gary.
All right. God bless you, Tony. We'll talk to you next time.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Tony Rossi, the voice of the Christophers. And I do find him so positive. I find their message so positive. I've been a big fan, Dave, of the Christophers for many years.
Absolutely.
And I'm so blessed to be able to have him on. And he was so honest with what he said.
Absolutely.
We struggle, but we look at other people, how they get through these tragedies. I mean, we realize that it is possible with the Lord's help.
Absolutely. What really touched me was the pint size. Prophet, so you know the doctor tag. So as we go to break, folks.
Yep. So when we come back, time for your Be Not Afraid Bible verse. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Love is what we come here for. This is why we stay.
My name is Joe Zimmerman, and my brother and I own Summers and Zims. We would be pleased to provide you with high-quality service for all your plumbing, heating, and air conditioning needs. We are pleased to serve the listeners in Westchester, Exton, Downingtown, Coatesville, and Kennett Square. Our phone number at Summers and Zims is 610-593-5129, or you can simply Google Summers and Zims. My prayer is that God would bless you through His Word as you listen to Holy Spirit Radio.
More enjoyable than Scrabble. Spirit.
Spirit.
Spirit in the Morning with Gary Simak.
And that was Natalie Grant with Hurricane. I'm Gary Zimak. Great to have you with us on Spirit in the Morning. That's a reminder.
Did you choose that song for Saturday?
Oh, that's pretty funny. Did not think about that. No, actually, I chose that before I even knew the weather report for Saturday. But that song is a reminder for us that the Lord can find us wherever we are, even in the midst of the storm. And we have those storms in our lives. That's why we do the Be Not Afraid Bible verse every day.
Absolutely.
Now, today, we're going back to the Old Testament, the book of Judges, the story of Gideon. Now, in case you're not familiar with the story of Gideon, Gideon was chosen by the Lord to save the Israelites, to deliver the Israelites from the hand of their enemy, the Midianites. The Midianites were out to destroy Israel, and Gideon is young. He comes from a family of very little importance, and the Lord said, okay, Gideon, you're the guy. You're going to lead the Israelites. And he said, whoa, wait a minute.
Who, me, Lord?
Right. That theme is repeated several times throughout sacred scripture. We saw it with Moses. We saw it with Abraham. I mean, certainly we see it over and over again, St. Paul. The Lord chooses people who the world wouldn't necessarily choose to do his work, right? So Gideon was chosen.
Don't we know that?
I was thinking it, man, but you said it. But why did you say that direct and look at me while you were saying that?
Hey, what is it? What a bromance. Us holy bromance.
But so here is the message, and this is for if you are struggling today, if you are going through something, here's the message from Judges 6:23. But the Lord said to Gideon, peace be to you. Do not fear. You shall not die. In other words, the odds are against him to be able to do this. But the Lord said, I'm going to be on your side and you will not die. Now, if that was me, Gideon was vastly outnumbered. He's going in with, I think, 300 troops. He didn't have a lot.
Right.
First, he started with many more. And the Lord said, no, I want you to go in with less because otherwise you're going to think you're the one who is winning this victory instead of me. But the reminder is, look, we all face challenges every day. We just heard Tony Rossi talk about some people who faced incredible challenges.
Great stories, yes.
How do we keep going even when the odds are against us? It's tough. It's not easy.
It's tough. And that's when I think we need to surrender. I mean, that's so easy to say that, but it's hard to do. Like, how can I surrender when I'm inundated with whatever it is?
But it's remembering the Lord is by your side.
That's the key.
And I think that's the challenge we all face. You know, that's easy said.
Yes.
But when you're faced with incredible rough odds, you know, you're not always going, you want to improve those odds.
Yeah, exactly.
Recognizing that your odds may be improved because you have the Lord at your side.
And that's how we think. I mean, that's how us humans, think like, oh, I can handle this. I mean, I'm going to do it. But no, we can't. It comes to a point where you have to hand it off to the Lord and trust him.
Right. And Frank, at Holy Spirit Radio, you know this firsthand, we get prayer requests all the time, and we put them on the air from people who are facing some really serious difficulties.
Yeah, everything in life, all the time, I find to be relative. You know, oftentimes we think, oh, I've had this horrible thing or I have this thing. There's people going through much greater horrible things.
Exactly.
And the fact is, they're even oftentimes recognizing that the Lord's by their side, and they see oftentimes the positive that is there too. And I sit there and go, wow, you know, I wish I'd recognized that in my own life.
And that just shows, I mean, those are our faithful listeners who call in. I mean, they're asking for prayer, but that is their faith. And they know the Lord will help them. They're asking, Lord, help me.
And so, you know, one of the things I'll say is to our listeners, you ever have a prayer request, you can do it online at holyspiritradio.org. Or, you know what, we love hearing from listeners. Always feel free to give us a call, 215-345-1570. And, you know, let us know. Tell us, you know, your prayer request, or tell us how the station has helped you.
Absolutely.
Ultimately, one of the things that I find really cool about the station is, people that have transitioned to the faith through the station. So
I was going to say,
those stories.
And we get prayer requests that run the gamut. From very serious to even something that it's important to you. That's the point. You might think, well, this isn't important enough. No, every prayer request is honored and is worthwhile.
And we play prayer requests at 10 o'clock and 4 o'clock each day.
Mm-hmm. And Dave, that's a really good point. And I realize that when we do this show, there is somebody listening who is suffering with a problem who may be saying, well, this isn't a big problem. People have it worse. Mm-hmm. But as you said, if it's a big problem to you, if it's keeping you up at night, mm-hmm. bring it to the Lord. Let the station know. We'll put it on the air. We'll pray for you. And even before I was involved with Holy Spirit Radio, when the prayer requests were played on the air, I remember driving to work when I was working as a software developer, and I would hear all of these prayer intentions broadcast on Holy Spirit Radio, and I would pray for these people. Mm-hmm. So don't suffer alone. Mm-hmm. Give us a call or go to the internet.
What's our email, Frank?
1570 AM at HolySpiritRadio.org, or you can email me, Frank at HolySpiritRadio.org.
Or me, Dave, or Gary, I'm sure, and we'll pass them on.
Absolutely.
And we want to pray for you. You're part of our listening family, and we say that, but we take it seriously, right, Frank?
Exactly. And we try and pray for a lot of different things. So one of the things that we did recently start a new tradition, at 5 of 1, we play God Bless America by Kate Smith, but also offer prayers at that point for our military, our government.
I love that.
And so, there's a lot of different ways and a lot of things that we can pray for, and we try and put it throughout the day, as well as prayers at different points of the day, not just for intentions.
I say, just ask my wife, Barbara. I got her to listen because she's so busy, whether she's at work as a realtor and stuff or driving in the car. I said, you got to listen. Look what Frank did.
That's great. I love that. And my family really likes it, too. So that's great. God Bless America is so cool.
Yes. It's one of those. It's actually a Philadelphia radio tradition from years ago from a station that's no longer around that they used to do. And so when I thought about it, I'm like, I want to bring that tradition back.
Mm-hmm.
So
absolutely.
The time that we had available to us was around 1 o'clock. Yeah. So 5 of 1.
We're advancing, folks, but we're traditionalists. We're a hybrid of those combinations. So, that combination.
And just remember, you are not alone. The Lord's with you. And if you ever need help, just contact us. We'll pray for you. We'll put it on the air. Whatever we can do for you, we are here for you. I want to remind you that tomorrow on the show, we'll be joined by Father John Paul from EWTN. He's going to be talking about the work that they do, the Franciscan Missionaries of the Eternal Word, the work that they do, and how they are following Mother Angelica's lead to this day. We'll also talk a little bit about Fatima, and Dan Burke will be here for our regular Into the Deep segment. Let's close in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O God, who restores human nature to yet greater dignity than at its beginnings, look upon the amazing mystery of your loving kindness, and in those you have chosen to make new through the wonder of rebirth, may you preserve the gifts of your enduring grace and blessing. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, great job, gentlemen. Great to be with you all on the program today.
Thank you, Gary. Likewise, Frank. All right, everybody.
And don't forget that event that's taking place tonight, the Lehigh Valley Pro-Life Union doing a Lehigh Valley Pro-Life Future special event tonight. Check out Spirit in the Morning for more info. Remember, wherever you go today, whatever you do, the Lord is with you. You're not alone. Turn around and say hi. Talk to you next time.